Failure into fuel, and setbacks into successes. This is the exclusive audio program you've been waiting for. Mentoring and guidance from a personal growth expert trusted by millions around the world.
On August 1st, 1976, Niki Lauda was driving a Ferrari in the German Grand Prix and under incredibly fast speed hit a wall. His Ferrari burst into flames, and tragically, he was trapped in the Ferrari for almost 60 seconds at 450 degree temperatures. He went to reach for his seatbelt to get out, and unbelievably, the seatbelt was jammed. So he's trapped in this car, and only thanks to a few of his fellow racers who risked their lives to pull him out was he taken out of the car. An onlooker later described the scene as the skin was falling off the face of the racing car driver. By helicopter, they rushed Niki Lauda to the closest hospital. And when the doctors saw the racer, they immediately ordered a priest to show up to deliver last rites. Niki Lauda himself said, "I knew things were really bad because when my wife walked into the hospital room, she fainted." He had damaged lungs. He had a massively burned body. He could hardly breathe. He even said that, "You know, I felt like sleeping, but I knew this was a different kind of sleep. One that I probably wouldn't wake up from." Now, here's the context I want you to think about. At this time, Niki Lauda was in a points race for the F1 championship with British racing driver James Hunt. And Niki Lauda was an absolute competitor. He was a consistent human being. He trained, he practiced. He was almost like a machine in many ways when it came to being a world-class racer. And right here, I need to offer to you, consistency is the DNA of mastery. In our time together, you're going to hear me say that often, but consistency is the mother of mastery. And Niki Lauda was consistent, and he wanted to win, and he wanted to realize his native genius, and he wanted to get out of that hospital room. And so only 40 days later, highlight that for me, please. Only 40 days later, with a custom-made helmet and bloody bandages over his burned scalp, he got back into a racing car at the F1 Grand Prix in Monza, Italy, and raced again. And he placed fourth. And as a testimony to his consistency, he continued. And he raced, and he raced, and the next season he won, and then after that, he started an airline, which he later sold to Austrian Airlines, and he wrote a best-selling book, and he was involved with philanthropic ventures. He even had a postage stamp with his face on it. Wouldn't you love to have a postage stamp with your face on it? So what's my point as we begin our journey together into the deep magic of daily consistency? Well, it's you are here for a reason, and you are full of gifts and talents. And I know you want to live a gorgeous life and a productive life and a healthy life and a life that makes a difference. And the fundamental and the golden thread that runs through every great heroic life is this: consistency. It's not what you do once a year that's going to make a difference for you. It's what you do every day. Those small, steady wins, when done consistently over time, that stack out into great health and great relationships and great finances and great impact and great creativity and great productivity. Well, I should introduce myself right now. This is Robin Sharma, and I must say I'm here in a studio and my heart is full of gratitude to be here with you and offer my principles and my tools, my insights and my tactics that will help you live a gloriously consistent life. I'm the author of books such as The 5 AM Club, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, which I wrote almost 30 years ago, and The Wealth Money Can't Buy, The Leader Who Had No Title. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not a success guru.